We
are.
We
are.
We are cultivate.
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 We are cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today are Lindsay and Jordan from the Spooky Spouses podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their show before we get started.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Hello.
Thank you, Lindsay and Maddie, and wherever you are, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. This is so exciting.
Do you want to introduce the show?
Yeah, I could introduce the show. We are Jordan and Lindsay Reed. We have a show called Spooky Spouses, where we talk about ghosts and stuff. It's basically your everyday clickable, clickbait?
Yeah,
ghost stories, weird things.
Yeah, anything weird that seems clickbaity or anything that we think seems interesting when we do research for the show, and research is in enormous air quotes, and then we get to the recording session and we're like, maybe this wasn't that interesting, actually. It might have just been interesting for Wednesday us.
But that's the best part of the article, though, is when you find a spooky article, the first couple paragraphs, best part. And then when it continues on, you're like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I would assume you're listening to Ye Olde Crime. You like the show. And that obviously means you like very smart and well-researched topics, very well presented, very intelligent hosts.
We're the opposite of that.
Yeah. If you're like, you know what? I feel like being a little bit dumb today, or I don't want to be that smart all the time. It's too much pressure. That's kind of, I guess, the void that we would fill.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't want to be you guys are so dumb. So dumb. No, but I get wanting to listen to something where you don't have to think about it, where you're just I'm just going to enjoy some ear candy. I don't have to regurgitate a bunch of previous information about a specific case or whatever. I'm just listening for the pure joy of listening, and I don't have to think about stuff. I can just sit here and enjoy what I'm listening to.
True.
Yeah. It's kind of like the...
Who doesn't love that?
Exactly.
It's the play pretend of spooky things.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been making the show since, I think, 2017.
I think so.
2017. But we got into it too because, we like the strange, the unusual, paranormal stuff, etc. But contrary to popular belief, yes, we know how to read. We know we like things that require thought. But yeah, I think that what we realized too, when we were starting the show, this might be too much inside Spooky Spotcast or inside baseball. But we were but we like that stuff. But can we do that effectively? And we said, absolutely not.
No.
So that's why we have the show that we have.
Yeah, I feel there is this misconception for people who have never even contemplated the goings on behind the mic of a podcast. There's a lot more to it than people really realize. And I mean, if you want it done well. You know what I mean? You can very easily just be I'm going to download this app on my phone. I'm going to record. I don't care what kind of mic I use because I don't mind if I hear barking in the background and wind noises. That's fine with me, but I mean, most people don't like that kind of stuff. So creating a well-polished show is a lot more time intensive than a lot of people realize. So it's I don't want you feeling because we don't do all this quote unquote research for our show that we're not doing anything, but you do all this soundscape stuff on your show and all these other things that I don't do for my show that enhance the listening experience. So it's to each their own, man.
Totally.
Yeah.
1000%, Lindsay. And I think we realized too, when we were starting it, and this is, I don't know, maybe there's people listening. They've been inspired by your show and they're I want to start a podcast about stuff I like. And I think it's neat. And when you're doing it, you have to think of what type of show do I feel like I could best make, or we could make, mm-hmm. or maybe you're doing it with a lot of people or whatever. And for us, doing a show that, yeah, is the way that ours is, seems to fit best. But then, like, yep. I know casually we both listen to shows that are like mm-hmm. extremely, they're like void of any and all humor, like absolutely none. And then some in the middle, and then some on either ends. But yeah, we're just happy to be here with another spooky adjacent podcaster trying to guess anything.
Yeah. So I'm going to segue to my first question for y'all, which is, okay. as the title of your show implies, you guys are married. So yes. tell me your love story. And I'm doing my chin on my fist move.
Yeah, this is great.
Wish we had like a spooky love story.
Nah, it's not spooky at all.
We don't. Pretty,
it's you brought her back from the dead. You dug up her corpse.
I died a long time ago.
So it all started when I was like, I could try stabbing. Digging. Yeah, I was like, I could grave dig. And then I was like, whose hair is that? And then, yeah, I pulled her out.
I popped right out of there.
I talk a lot. Do you want to say the thing?
Well, we met in high school,
mm-hmm.
which was forever ago.
Very long time.
We would skateboard together, you know, just do high school stuff together. And we went our separate ways. And then we got back together in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back together by like we actually started dating each other because we were good friends. And then we just have been inseparable like ever since, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
we nothing crazy.
Started pals, became very close pals, kept in contact because, you know, Lynn's went to school, I went to school, I moved to Oregon. Lynn's was all in around Ohio, where we grew up and where we live currently. And then I moved back. And then it was always one of those things too, like if I was coming back home on break or if I was visiting home from Oregon, of course you holler at your pal and we would hang out and whatever. And then all of a sudden in 2012, we just decided to kiss. And then we were like, we sat there looking at each other and we're like, is it time to kiss? And then we said, yes, commence kiss.
We were watching a documentary about Cleopatra.
We were.
It was like the most boring documentary in the world. So it was like, we better kiss or we're going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Otherwise, why are we watching this horrendous documentary if not to smooch once?
Yes.
And then, yes. Okay, gotta go. See ya. Oops, nervous now.
Yeah.
My hands are sweaty and I don't know what to do with them now. So I'm going to moonwalk out of here and I'll see you never.
But yeah, that's it. We got married in 2015. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming up, 10 years next year in September. And making the show for almost as long as we've been married. And then that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's our story. Yeah. Just pals. Aww. Best pals.
Just pals that were like, you know, I think we should suck face. And then here you are.
We're going to write a book that's just called Pals Who Kiss.
And then, you're going to say suck face.
Pals who
suck face.
Pals who touch lips. And then the story of kissing your friends.
How did you kiss your friend? Each chapter is like a different story of kissing your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I like that.
I think that'd be a cute book.
Yeah.
It would. It'd be a fun meet cute book. Like, oh, look at, read this story. They like fell on each other and accidentally kissed. And now they both start porn together. It's great. You know, like, who knew?
They combine both things, falling and kissing.
Yes.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. As one does. I hear.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. We're guessing.
I'm guessing. I don't know what the internet is. So you kind of talked about like doing the podcast together, but what kind of inspired you to do the podcast to begin with? Like what inspired you to create it?
I think at its core, you know, Lindsay and I know you know this because listeners, we had to reschedule this like 5,000 times and it's all been our fault. So Lindsay and I both live pretty busy lives and it's kind of been that way since 2012. Working a bunch and being pushed and pulled in all these different directions. So we wanted, I think, an excuse to spend more time together. And mm-hmm. we would then sit down every Sunday and just record the show. We originally were going to like approach the show differently. And then we decided not to. I think we like tried to record a mock thing and it didn't really work. So then we pivoted.
We talk a lot.
Yes.
Like we nonstop are talkers. We will hold you hostage mm-hmm. and that helps too. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of our friends also were like, your banter, you need to podcast this, like, because it will just be nonstop between us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, quite literally, it's like if we're around each other and we're not like, and I mean this like literally, like Merriam-Webster literally, not 2024 literally, where it means figuratively. If we're not talking and we're around each other, one of us is either asleep, or one of us is either watching the person sleep, or we're watching something. It's very rare that we aren't just,
yeah, we chat a lot.
We do not shut up. So it's nice to do that too, because like, I think that, you know, in and of itself, Spooky Spouses is kind of like a very, very distilled and a bit chaotic and hyper version of our real relationship anyways. It just happens to be focused around weird stuff.
Yeah, we are both into really spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then when we were living apart for a while, we were like 4 hours away, we would both be on the phone watching the same Ghost Adventures and then like talking about the show as we were watching it.
Oh yeah, I forgot about our long distance Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, we did that for a while. That was like, that was 2012, 2013.
That's so weird. It's a weird thing to do, is to call someone, like not even FaceTime. FaceTime wasn't a thing.
It wasn't that popular. No, it really wasn't.
To call somebody and be like, okay, turn the show on.
Did you just see them walk inside this room? Cool. Are you looking at the pants they're wearing? Very cool.
Yeah. We're strange.
Yeah.
We're very strange.
So that's the show. And then it was cool too, like doing the show, like it's fun learning how to edit and do all that stuff too. I really like doing that. And yeah, it's all just been positives. You know, we didn't do the show for a minute for, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 months, because it was like 2021. And I think that was a time where like we were really reeling from like, holy smokes, we got hit pretty hard by the pandemic and being locked down. Mm-hmm. And then we also realized like we don't release as regularly, but we make the show still and we're still active. And it's fun because, yeah, it's just something that we genuinely really like to do.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty common. Like I know a lot of podcasters that I am friends with, once things kind of opened up again and people had to like go back to work and all that kind of stuff, like a lot mm-hmm. of podcasts that had been producing content like consistently across the board, all of a sudden we're like, we're going to be every other week, or now we're going to be every 2 weeks, or we're not going to do it anymore. You know, like it was, mm-hmm. which makes sense because the world went back to normal again, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't always have as much time as you used to, where you were like, I can spend all this time like editing my show and writing content and, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, I have to put on my big kid pants and I have to go to the office and I have to do my regular 40 work hour week, like type of blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And we were actually quite active during lockdown. We were doing like a little YouTube thing that was like extremely underproduced, but it was still so fun to do. But yeah, just less time equals less what? Creativity a little bit. So then now we just knock it out and have fun doing it still.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. If you could be any cryptid, who would you be and why?
I would probably say Flatwoods Monster, because she's like chilling in the woods. She's got like the creepy aesthetic. Plus, she's like glammy. She's kind of like a glam cryptid, because she's like got her whole like stees and like this big like headpiece. Like she's kind of the Beyonce of cryptids.
Okay. Nice. Well, I guess she's the Beyonce of cryptids. Yeah, true.
I just decided that.
Slap it on a t-shirt.
I love a good Flatwoods Monster. What about you?
She's married to a very popular hip hop artist, and her sister's name is Solange.
Yeah.
I would do, so I think at my core, because we've talked about cryptids a lot on the show. We used to talk about them way more. But then I think we were like, oh my gosh, I think we've talked about everyone. Even I would not be this one, but I do like his name, Spoongeely. I do like Spoongeely. It's so fun to say. And I would say, if you're listening to the show, pause the show. Just say it 6 or 7 times and then smile a little bit and then resume the show. I would do, there's this little town in Ohio called Loveland. And there is a hyper-specific cryptid to Loveland called the Loveland Frogman. And I would do that. I like a weird little dude, and there's nothing weirder than this anthropomorphized bipedal squatty toad that I don't even know what it does. I don't even think it really has a purpose other than just being a nasty little freak.
I don't know like what it does.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's just like there.
It's just gross. It's just yucky. It's just a yucky thing.
Yeah.
Could it also be the, I don't know, maybe it's like the Weird Al of cryptids.
I don't think that anything. I don't think if the Loveland Frogman knows that it's funny, then that's great.
Yeah.
Because Weird Al knows that Weird Al is hilarious. But I think the Loveland, I don't know if the Loveland, maybe I'm not giving the Frogman enough credit, but I just think it's squatty and weird. And I think there's something really beautiful about living a life where you float in a pond and you're just squatty and weird. And that's really all you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the one that's really sad all the time? The Squonk, where he cries all the time and he's like, he's so ugly. Is that him? That one makes me sad.
That sounds really familiar. I also want to say,
it makes me really sad.
Well, because there's that whole like string of like moms that lost their children too that are always crying, and it's like, well, I don't. That's sad.
Oh, like ghosts.
Like ghosts and stuff. Oh, there's I was gonna say, like, the crybaby bridge.
Please
and,
make sure that you say they're ghosts, not just people.
It is the Squonk. Oh,
aren't they like a little? They're also like a little dude.
Yeah, he lives in the hemlock forest of northern Pennsylvania, and. That's great. Yeah.
Just crying.
Yeah.
Now, that cryptid is definitely self-aware, right?
Yeah.
He's covered with warts and moles and is always unhappy. Holy and he leaves a tear-stained trail because he's constantly weeping.
Wow.
He must be, like, dehydrated all the time.
Oh, like, fully.
It would be exhausting to be the Squonk. Like, you would constantly be, like, bleary-eyed, red in the face, probably snot everywhere. That'd probably be me. That would be and I'd have to just like throw myself into a body of water for a while to rehydrate and then repeat the process all over again.
I would like to think that the Squonk knows enough about the non-cryptid world, about the human world, and has realized I cry so much, salt is in my tears, I'm losing electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And I would like to think that the Squonk also just is sponsored by Gatorade or thinks that it's sponsored by Gatorade just to refuel. And get ready for more tear sessions.
If any of our listeners are in northern Pennsylvania, anywhere near where the Squonk frequents, please leave some Gatorade out for the Squonk tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe like give it a pep talk. Mm. Maybe a little pep talk.
Or some Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You could also leave the Squonk, but I believe you have to leave it on your front or anywhere right outside of your door in a bowl. So loose Gatorade. Or loose Logan Paul drink, that Prime. Give that to the Squonk as well.
Or maybe some coconut water. I don't know.
Coconut water. Something,
something hydrating.
One. Coconut water is I would say do that. That's the best one yet. Yep, do that one.
Yep. Yeah.
You'd have to lure it in though.
And maybe it'll be good for his skin.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe you play some like My Chemical Romance or something. Like maybe he's really emo. And he's these people get me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you play that, lures them in,
mm-hmm.
they drink a little Gatorade, and they're like, you know, I'm still sad, but I'm rehydrated.
Yeah, put a guitar out. Maybe the Squonk is also like, I know a few chords. I could sing sad songs, a tiny keyboard, whatever you want to do. Or a phone that you're not using or an old iPod Touch and download like Fart or Burp Piano and leave that out. Leave that out for the Squonk as well. You could do that.
Yeah. Leave one of your old studded belts from Hot Topic outside. Yeah. Anything Hot Topic. Just leave it outside for the Squonk.
Yeah.
They'll be like, respect. Thank you.
I've been seeing those photos, those back-to-backs between like late 90s, early 2000s Hot Topic aesthetic. And then now, I didn't realize it changed so drastically because it used to look like Dracula's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now it's like anime. It's just like all anime and mushrooms and some goth stuff. But mostly anime.
Mostly anime.
Which, you know, it's fine. But
it's fine. It's perfectly fine.
It's not nearly as goth as it used to be when
I was
younger.
It's kind of a bummer.
So,
yeah.
Spooky Spouses, a podcast about ghosts and stuff. Are you interested in the paranormal?
And then all of a sudden we hear this. down a hallway when there's no one else there, I would go, maybe there's a ghost farting around these halls.
Intelligent conversations.
We don't know a lot.
We don't at all, and we never claim to.
Furbies?
Do these things so you could essentially kiss the Furby, but you're really kissing your ghost partner.
Furbies again a little bit?
I don't know
what you want your Furby for,
but... To kiss!
Biting people?
Do you like a food enough to bite middle schoolers for?
No.
It?
Do you?
Mystery boxes?
A box full of human heads was reportedly stolen from a medical supply truck in Denver on Thursday.
Find the Spooky Spouses wherever you get your podcasts. Excuse me.
All right. Are you guys ready to crack some cramp words?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yes. Let's cramp it up.
All right. Let's get crampy. Speaking of needing Gatorade and electrolytes.
There we go. Yeah, true. Yeah,
true. Rehydrate. All right, Lindsay, you are up first.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Your first term is durinacking.
Durinacking?
Oh, I know this one. Great.
You do?
No, of course not.
The first thing that came to my mind was durian. Mm-hmm. And I was, ew. Yucky.
It's a bad fruit. It's a bad fruit.
It's a bad fruit. It smells real bad. I can use in a sentence if you would like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might not help you. Bob has gone durinacking.
Ah, oh. Yeah. Now I know it.
Yep. I gave
it's
it
such
away.
A liar. Yeah.
Durinacking.
I mean, I want it to be like, I want it to mean like nasty, like in the way Janet Jackson uses nasty, like you're nasty boy. But I feel like that's not what it is. Like, you durinacking.
You're durinacking.
You nasty. Maybe, like, gallivanting? Like,
ooh, okay.
Putzing around or, like, I don't know.
Putzing, really, like, putzing around with the intention of being nasty about it?
Yeah, just maybe getting into some nasty-ish.
Okay, cool. Yeah, nice. Great.
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with nasty-ish. I think I just made up my own words for a word that I don't know.
Wait, but your definition is you think durinacking is gallivanting with the intention of just being a nasty little freak.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Okay.
According to Victorian slang, words are hard. Durinacking is slang for begging. So when you're which could be going buck nasty, you know, like who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Begging could be, it's dirty business, you know, so.
Yeah. I feel like you were close.
Yeah, that nasty boy.
Yeah.
That nasty boy.
I would say your guess,
begging.
And this isn't a competition, but I would just, you know, maybe it is, I don't know, but I would like to say that was like, that's like a B minus guess. That's
okay.
Really good. That's
I'll
really
take
good.
A B minus.
That's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, it's B minus. All Man, right, Jordan.
I've never heard that one.
No. Yes, I'm ready.
Your first term is snow fairy, and it's not cocaine.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. It's just a real sassy wizard who loves selling coke. Oh, here comes Grimlack, the snow fairy. Snow fairy. So I would assume this is. May I hear it in a sentence, Lindsay, please?
Yes, you may. One could say that the Mona Lisa is a bit of a snow fairy.
Okay, excellent. Because I was about to say it's a flavor of Gatorade, but I don't believe that that's true.
Back in the day.
Ye old Gatorade.
Ye old Gatorade.
Ye old Snow Fairy.
Do you see Sebastian? He drinks Snow Fairy flavor. Snow Fairy. The Mona Lisa is a Snow Fairy. My guess, and this is not a competition, but I will get this one right.
Okay.
That's not true at all. Lindsay knows how to read and I don't. I would say snow fairy is something that is, okay, commonplace.
You're really avoiding the answer here.
Yep, you're right. That's why I'm making it two answers in one. Something that is commonplace, but a bit elevated. Or maybe it's commonplace, like, oh, I expected to see that. I knew I was going to like experience this thing. Whatever mm-hmm. that thing is, but there is a lure behind it. There's a little bit of what's the word that I'm making up? Grandiosity behind,
okay.
behind behind it. That's my answer.
I was thinking that too, like a mystery.
Ooh, well, no, yours is better than me now.
Okay, well, I won't talk anymore.
All right.
Shut your face, Lindsay. Just kidding. So, a snow fairy is a woman who has a pretty face or is comely. So, it's a little bit like a woman with a little bit of grandiosity.
Yes.
I'll give you, like, you know, B minus.
A C. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to say C minus or D plus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got like, I mean.
Well, I didn't even say mine was pretty. A woman. I just. Yeah, true.
So.
Yeah, I that's okay. I feel like I was a big
old. You kind of said a lot of different things.
Swing and a miss. Yeah, I sure did. And that's and that's a tactic, I think. If you are.
If you just say all the things, then one of them maybe is right.
Yep. Like if anyone, if any of the listeners here, if you're driving, if you're on your way to court right now and you're like, what? How do I answer any of these questions? You answer every question on earth. As you're being asked a question. And then
that's
like,
my trick on tests.
Yeah.
If it's like a describe something, you just write so much information that eventually, hopefully, you're right in there.
That
or the teacher is just like, I don't want to read this.
Yeah. Anymore. Whoever's grading that's like, oh, okay.
All right.
Fine. Full points. What? Who cares?
Yeah. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Pass. Yeah. All right. Lindsay, your second term is autumn, and it's not the season.
I was gonna say I know that one.
I know that one. It's after summer,
maybe around September, kind of global warming. It might be starting earlier each year,
maybe the October leaves. Prime time. Yeah,
pumpkins and stuff.
All right, I need it in a sentence at least then.
Okay. The crowd was so pleased that they got to experience another autumn, or fall of the leaf, if you will.
Ooh. That was a very small poem that you just said, Lindsay.
It was. Yes.
That's really good.
It's going in my memoir. So.
What do you think it is?
You know, I don't like to think a lot.
Yeah.
So this is hard.
Fair.
Nice.
Fair.
Like the first thing that I thought of was like entertainment or like show. But I don't know. That's a really hard one. Because like when it's already a word that you already know that word to meaning something else.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the fall.
Here's the thing. When a word already exists, that's that word.
Like it's just that word, you know?
And that's the thing. I think we could all agree on that about words is they are. So
first thing, it's a word.
Yeah.
Check. Nice. Check.
Check.
I don't know. Yeah. Like entertainment show, word.
Entertainment show.
A word.
This was a form of entertainment. So it's describing a form of entertainment. So if you think back, what was considered entertainment in ye old times, that can give you a bit of a clue.
Murder.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like you go way far back and they would like love, you know, people of yesteryear kind of just loved watching anything. Like you go back thousands of years, it's like dancing, watching a frog hop around, throwing a stick. Like, oh, wow. You know, you think about that stuff
hanging
too.
Hanging a witch.
Someone who can like, someone who realized they could jump for the first time. That's entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things to be entertained by, especially if you go back farther and farther. I mean, imagine seeing that though. The first person who ever jumped. That's insane. That's huge.
Imagine like the plays that we don't know about.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a play about we're going to watch.
Craig jump
around on the stage. And this is going to be it.
Yep.
In this moment, which is like so contradictory. I've never wanted anything more in this moment than to be at that point in time to watch the first person jump ever in my life. Everyone just loses their minds.
Crying.
I can't believe it.
Overwhelmed.
Oh,
someone's brain explodes. Like it's.
Yeah. Completely. They were there and then they weren't for a second.
They hovered. Yeah. I guess I would just say like, if it's a form of entertainment in a way, I would say maybe like a singing performance. So I feel like that'd be the most common.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm just Honestly, my brain just doesn't work very well. But I was like picturing a woman named Autumn just singing it out.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I want to know what it really means. Okay. Because I have no idea.
So this one has a long definition, which will make sense once I start reading it. But it's essentially a slang term for an execution by hanging.
Whoa!
I did say witch hanging.
You did.
But I didn't go with it. Yeah.
So when the drop, so like letting the person fall, was introduced instead of your old gallows, where they'd be on like a cart that would pull away from them, or they'd be on like a ladder that would be kicked out from underneath them, and a man was for the first time, quote unquote, turned off, the people who watched the execution were so like, oh my God, that with the invention of just dropping somebody, that they spoke of it as in autumn, or like the fall of the leaf, whenever they were talking about a man to be hung. Like, oh my God, it's autumn once again. Like, let's go to the prison or wherever the execution was taking place. So,
and dropping someone is the opposite of jumping.
This is true. Yes.
We were close.
As soon as you were reading the definition, I just kept thinking about that song that goes, let the bodies hit the floor. And like, that's where that song was created.
Oh, you mean drowning pool? And now drowning is jumping in reverse underwater. Forever.
It is. Yeah, forever. It is. Mm-hmm. Forever.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We see.
You were just doing the anti-definition. So whatever that's called, the antonym, right?
Antonym.
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
I would. Sure. I don't know.
We're just going to say you're right.
Yeah. Words are hard. Whatever the opposite of something similar is. I think it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Antonym. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jordan, your final term is ballyrag.
Ooh. Belly rag?
Bally rag. Like,
oh,
like
bally fitness, rag.
Like bally fitness and rag.
Bally rag.
All one word.
Lindsay, may I please have bally rag in a sentence?
Yes. You never wanted to encounter Greg late at night because he was known to be a bit of a bally rag.
Okay. So now I'm going to Greg. I see what you're doing. Yeah. I've cracked the code.
I feel like this is when, like, we go to Kroger late at night for, like, ice cream.
We
also encounter Greg that might be ballyrag.
Oh, see, I was thinking you meant we had ballyrag, which I was thinking that meant
you
have insatiable hunger that fuels anger, especially at night.
Ooh, yeah.
Ballyrag. And I'm trying to think if we're thinking of the word bally and what that means. No idea. Rag.
Because you have a ballyache.
Yeah, ballyache. That's great. And then we think about the word rag.
And that rag needs to soak up your ballyache.
Soak up the anger. Mm-hmm. But rag is also ragtime. We're thinking of music. I'm thinking of early 20th century America. Okay, so I'm thinking it is, Greg's a bit of a ballyrag in it. I think that ballyrag, although it is a good name for a Pokemon or even a cryptid, the Ballyrag. My official guess, which I believe is the correct answer, at least for me right now, is Ballyrag is insatiable hunger of the night. Yeah, insatiable hunger of the night. And it makes you upset.
I mean, you kind of got like the anger bit right.
Yes. Okay.
So a Ballyrag is to swindle one out of his money by intimidation and sheer abuse. So think somebody that just like comes out at you and is like, give me your wallet, and just like totally intimidates you. And you're just like, oh God, that guy's such a belly rag.
I like that.
After he stabs you.
Yeah, one stab. You want to get, you did you like that? No, of course I didn't.
I do think it'd be funny, like, you're walking around New York City and that happens to you, because it happens a lot there, and just yelling at someone that they're a bally rag.
You're just a bally rag, you know that? Stop, police, citizens arrest. Got a real bally rag over here.
Well, where are the coppers? Where are the coppers? Got a real bally rag over here.
Any outstanding citizens can help me with a bally rag presently, at present? I like the term bally rag.
That's a cool one.
I was thinking of slang before this of yesteryear, and I remembered the term giggle water for alcohol. which I think is hilarious that it's that they used to call it giggle water.
That's cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they had some really cute terms for things. Like even things like prostitution would have like super cute, you know, cutesy names. And then when you heard what the actual definition is, you're like, oh, that's not like, cute at all. That's awful.
And it seems like a very it seems like a very British thing, right? Like if we like think of like a lot of British slang, a lot of it is very fun and whimsical and cutesy. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know why I just keep thinking of the word topsy-turvy, which I know isn't purely British, but I feel like it is. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, a lot of it would have to have stemmed from there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like a lot of it, a surprising number of the slang, well, I shouldn't say surprising, but a good number of them are either from Britain, or there's also quite a few that come from Australia when it was a penal colony of Britain. Oh. So there'd be people that were sent to Australia and they would kind of have their own prison slang and stuff as well. So it's kind of cool to see all these random, I'm trying to find one. Oh, well, like calling somebody a knob, you're calling them like a penis, you know? So that's like a common one.
I'm trying. Yeah. Cause we, there's so much slang these days. We were just talking about it like 2 days ago with Gen Z and then young Gen Alpha, because like internet exists, things happen, things are shared, things die very quickly. And I think the exact same thing happens with slang. Like when we were growing up, like it was perfectly fine to say sweet for years. And now you say it and people are like, okay, take it easy, bud. Take it easy, grandpa.
Yeah.
And I think now we have to start out slanging these young people because they're just going to keep getting cooler and having all this cool slang. And what are we left with? I mean, we're old millennials.
Yeah. I'm an elder millennial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're full of dust. We're crusty and dusty.
Crusty and dusty.
Yeah.
We are. So to bring back these yesteryear.
We had words like cracker. That guy is such a cracker, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like
a weird white guy, you know, like.
Exactly.
That guy's such a cracker. Like, what? What? And they got all these weird words. I will say, I have a 15-year-old and even my 9-year-old will come home with like the most random slang terms. And I'll be like, well, what does that mean? And it's something like ridiculously stupid. And then my husband and I will glomp onto that and then use it incorrectly in like random conversations. And it just drives them insane. Like, that's like my favorite is to take these terms and use them incorrectly. And then they're just watch their faces like they die a little inside.
You're ruining my life.
You're ruining this for me, Mom.
That's not what Riz means, Mom. Your spaghetti doesn't have Riz.
Yeah, it does. I added glitter to it. It's Riz-tastic. Yes.
So it's Rizzed up. It's Rizzed up, pal.
This spaghetti has such Riz that the fettuccine is like, whoa. Yeah. And yeah, then she dies a little inside.
That's okay.
Well, I would like to thank Lindsay and Jordan for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and when new episodes of your show come out?
Yes.
Well, first off, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lindsay, thank you.
We got smarter.
And Maddie in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep her in a box. So she just comes ethereal out once in a while.
Good. There we go. Never mind. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
wherever that box exists, Maddie, thank you very much. You can find our show anywhere. Just search Spooky Spouses. We're on Instagram. We're on, like everyone was on Twitter. We're on Twitter as well, but like not really. It's kind of like a whatever, who knows what's going on. Instagram, I think, is where we're the most active. Mm-hmm. Episodes come out, don't know, kind of whenever.
They used to be every week, then they were every other week, and now they're kind of like, you know, maybe twice a month. So we're trying our best.
Okay.
We're getting back
on there. Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a big backlog as well. If you were listening to this and you were like, you know what? I like those simple-minded Ohioans. Then you can listen to it there as well. Or listen to all the old episodes if you want. We also
we have a spooky hotline.
We do, yes. And mm-hmm. I forget the number because we had to change it because when our show was inactive, our Google said, your phone number is going away. So we have a phone number that you can call. It's our haunted hotline.
Or you can text.
Yeah, you can also text.
Anything spooky related, spooky stories. If you want to just ask us a question, we're here. We're ready for it.
We sure are. The phone number is 413-650-2667. And 2667 does spell booze, the plural form nice. Of boo nice. As well. But that's it. Find us wherever you want.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.